Good.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started to look at the person of the Holy Spirit. He is, as we spoke, the Godhead. He is the power of the Godhead. He is part of the Godhead as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is God, just like Jesus is God and God the Father is God. And He has a personality. We will see that He has emotions and feelings. He has a mind, He has intellect, and He can be grieved. So we want to look at this precious, beautiful, powerful Holy Spirit that is within each and every one of us, being the Spirit of Christ. When you receive Jesus, you receive the Holy Spirit. And then there is a second infilling, the day of Pentecost, where He came in power. We're talking about the power of God. The Holy Spirit is the power of God. When God the Father spoke and said, "Light be," the Holy Spirit was hovering over darkness, and light became instant as the Holy Spirit went into action. So we want to look at this precious, wonderful one that we say, "Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world." Let's look at that precious Holy Spirit today. Let's see what God takes us with us.
You know, we've got to try to perceive a little bit more than we do in the natural realm, because you have got to get into the spiritual realm, first of all, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship Him in truth without being in the spirit. You can't even pray properly without being in the spirit. The Bible says we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes groanings and intercession for the saints. Listen. And God the Father, who knows what is the mind of the Holy Spirit, we spoke about that last week, He's got a mind. Everyone said the Holy Ghost has got a mind. He can think for Himself. He's got His own will. Amen. And yet they won. It's absolutely an amazing thing. Amen. But He's more than just power. He's more than just power. Think about this. He turned you and me into flesh and blood. God said, "Let us create man in our image." Can you imagine the Holy Spirit and Jesus standing there? "Let us create man in our image." The Bible says, without Jesus was nothing created that was created. Amen. John 1. Verse 3, "In Him all things were created, and without Him nothing was created that was created." Right? So when God said, "Let us make man in our image," I believe Jesus got down into the clay and He formed you and me. But that wasn't good enough. The Holy Spirit said, "Okay, we've got to give life and bring flesh and blood to life." And man became a breathing entity. There was the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you listening? You need to grab a hold of this so that you can start to know with whom you're laboring, with who you're walking. We say, "Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world," but we haven't got a clue. We don't have a clue about this precious God that comes to indwell us. Listen, He's there for a purpose and a reason. My sister-in-law said, "Listen, He's not there just to bless you." He said, "I will bless you so you can bless the nations." You are world changers. With the Holy Ghost, you are a world changer. Every one of you. Amen? Oh, it's so powerful. So powerful. Remember Mary? The angel came and said, "You're going to fall pregnant with a child." She said, "How shall this be
How shall this be? And you can read that in Luke 1:35. The angel said, the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Oh God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1:18 called him, Jesus, the child of the Holy Ghost. Read it. The child of the Holy Ghost. You, the Holy Spirit, will come with power. And he took God Almighty and turned God Almighty into man when he put that seed in Mary. Amen. That seed that is in you will be holy. Do you know that the Holy Spirit, he's the only person, only one that's got the name Holy, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, Holy. Amen. This, I love the Holy Spirit and I'm starting to love him a whole lot more. Amen. And I thought Jesus did everything. Well, he and the Holy Spirit are one. So is the Father. So I guess he did. But I used to think it's just Jesus, 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 Jesus. And God said, not by what? Not by might. Not by power, but by what? By my Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, not by power, by my Spirit. You can't create anything that the Holy Ghost does. Only the Holy Ghost can bring life to a dead pancreas. Only the Holy Ghost can take that heart that my mother-in-law had to have 6-hour operation at 79 years of age after 2 bouts of COVID. Only the Holy Ghost could have taken the doctors to a place called impossible. Because 3 doctors said it's impossible to put a stent in her heart. The vein, the widowmaker vein, was closed. Only the Holy Ghost could create an emergency. She's having heart attack. Rush her downstairs after my wife had been sitting with her and I was with her all day. And we left her. She was happy. They rushed her downstairs. And the doctors that said it's impossible said, we've got to save her life. And they put the 2 stents in the place they said was impossible. You're going to come and hear it from her mouth and things that happened. Because there was a buildup. Like you counted, I mean, just miracle upon miracle. Annie, I've written it all down because we'd forget it. And it's just absolute. Only the Holy Ghost. If you've been healed, you say, thank you, Jesus. But you thank the Holy Spirit. Let's not forget him. He's a person. He has a personality separate from the Father and the Son. Amen? So we don't want to forget this beautiful, wonderful, sweet Holy Spirit. He'll never force anything on you. Amen. He wouldn't even force people to get saved. Amen? So that's an amazing thing. My goodness. And so now we saw last week that he has a mind. Romans 8:27, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. So he's got a mind. And I want to show you maybe 3 more of those characteristics of the Holy Spirit today so we can become acquainted with who's this greater one that I talk about. I need to be acquainted with him. I need to know him because let me tell you something. You're not fellowshipping with Jesus and you're not fellowshipping with God the Father. You're fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to show you scripture for that. You fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He's the one who leads and guides you. He's the one who directs you. So we need to become familiar with him so that we can follow him. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Well, that's the voice of Jesus' Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you need to know his voice. That's why they say it's a still, small voice. That told me I've got to be still and wait upon the Lord and know that he's God. I can't be bouncing around, never paying attention, never trying to communicate with him, never trying to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength like the eagle. They will mount up with wings like eagle. They will walk and not be weary. They'll run and they will not faint. The waiting is on the Holy Spirit. Remember, God the Father is in heaven on the throne. But His Spirit's here in us. Jesus the Son is at the right hand of the throne of God up there. But His Spirit is here. Amen. Praise God. He has a will. Write that down. The Holy Spirit has a will. It's a will of His own, separate from the Father, separate from Jesus the Son. He has a will. He could have willed not to raise Jesus back up. Like Jesus could have willed not to go through what He went through. When He was in the Garden of Gethsemane saying, I don't do this. And then He said, not my will, your will. And He surrendered to God the Father. And He surrendered to the Holy Spirit to come to the earth, knowing no way of escape if He changes His mind. He trusted in Him so totally. If He, Jesus, could trust on the Holy Spirit, can we? Absolutely. Absolutely. 1 Corinthians 12:11. Write these down and write He has a will. Talking about the gifts of the Spirit. This is one that Pastor Joe loves. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. But watch out. All those gifts. The gifts of tongues. The gifts of healing. The gifts of knowledge. All the gifts that He's talking about. Prophetic declarations and all of that stuff. He says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. As the Holy Spirit wills and chooses. He has His own will. Everyone said the Holy Spirit has a will. The Holy Spirit has a mind. The Holy Spirit thinks. See, because I think too often we think of Him as a mist. You know, we can see God, the Father. The Bible says, when Moses said, show me Your glory, He said, you can't see me, but I'll show you My back. So we know He's got a back. Right? And then He wrote on the wall, just a hand came out. So we know He's got a hand. He got a hand, He must have an arm. So we know God, and we saw Jesus, and Jesus said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Right? But we're not sure about the Holy Spirit, and we put Him in some mystique, mysterious, misty place. He's a person with a mind, will, and emotions. Pew. Amen. So the Holy Spirit has His own separate will from the Father, different to the Father and different to the Son. And if you look at that scripture, God has given Him total responsibility of the church. Jesus is the head of the church. He's the groom. We are the bride. But the Holy Spirit has got the responsibility to lead and guide the church. In actual fact, without Him, there would be no church, because on the day of Pentecost, He came and He formed the church right there. Acts 1:8, right? And Acts 2:8, you read that? I'll give you power. Jesus said to the disciples, He said, listen, I'm going away. And I want you to go and be a witness for Me unto all of the world, into Judea and all of the countries and Assyria and all the world, the furthest corners of the earth. I want you to go and be a witness. But wait until you're filled with power from on high. And in Acts 2:8, that power from on high came. The Holy Spirit, the day of Pentecost. And the church era began. The church was born right there. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4900.